Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. A few minutes past 5 p.m. Chris Arps is here. First of all, I apologize.
And did you hear any of that?
Yeah, we're going to get to the Chris Arps stuff.
Right.
But first, we have business on the floor to attend to.
I was so close. I was so incredibly close.
Okay.
It's Chang and Ang Bunker.
Yeah.
Okay? And they have... every year, a family reunion in Mount Airy, where they get hundreds and hundreds of people that are descendants.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they retired to in 1839. They went to Mount Airy. They retired. And one of the gentlemen had 10 kids. The other gentleman had 11 kids. So there's a lot of family members. So they go, and they have this big get-together once a year to
celebrate. Who ran them out of town? Did you just make that up for dramatic
effect? No. I'm saying that some of his family early on were kind of shunned early on, probably before they came to the U.S. I read it in the article I was reading about it and stuff, because they were so, I mean, it's not something you would see, and they thought the family was possessed or something like that, and this is before they came to the U.S. in the early 1800s. But once they came to the U.S., they were kind of like stars. They traveled the country. Any other questions?
Nope.
Am I alive right now?
Mount Airy.
Well, glad we cleared that up.
They built a house with extra wide doorways and furniture.
Bunker, Illinois.
Yep. They married a pair of Quaker sisters, Sarah and Adelaide Yates.
Yeah, you can, I mean, from you Wilkes can read County. The Wikipedia page all day.
Chang fathered 10,
yep.
Ang 11.
And we will.
Wow.
That's a lot of time spent in the delivery room.
Yep.
That is.
It's a lot of time spent with the Quaker sisters.
Mm.
Yeah. Mark, didn't they have two separate houses, one for each Quaker sister?
I don't believe so.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I read that. Would they go back and forth?
Mm. Yeah, they did.
They did?
Yep.
I wonder if the one who wasn't married to the wife just had to be quiet during that time.
Yeah, I think so.
Or if they got in a fight, like, oh, you always take your brother's side. Stay out of it, Chang.
From what I've read, probably as a kid... it was just, I mean, they just lived their life.
That's exactly it.
Like the other wife was just like, okay, I'll be over here.
Right. Supposedly when they retired from touring, they were rich. They had a ton of money, and they just ended up in Mount Airy, and that's where they spent the rest of their life.
Extra wide doors, you see.
Big picnics all day.
Yep.
That is so different.
Not even close.
And now your first story was exciting. Because it was like in Bunker, Illinois.
Yeah, I thought
I'm picturing
there is no Bunker, Illinois.
Conjoined twins are eating KFC, and then they're running for their lives because here come the townspeople.
But I think Bunker Hill was named after them in Illinois.
Shut up. Jeez. I'm sorry.
In front of the guests, no less.
No kidding.
You know, the thing that's always kept me up at night when I think about conjoined twins... it's just imagine living your entire life never knowing what it's like to be alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You always are going to have someone with you. You can never just get away and be alone with my thoughts and think.
And what if you really don't like them?
I don't think that's possible. Mm-hmm.
They have two different brains or two different people.
Yep.
I know a lot of siblings. I know a couple of twins that don't like each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what if you're just like this guy again?
I don't know. If you're inseparable, I don't think it's possible.
Just imagine if Cain and Abel were like Siamese twins. God, that'll work out.
I mean, I really want to know. I'm sure it's different for every set,
mm-hmm.
but do they both feel the same thing at the same time? Does one control one thing and one control the other?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go dark.
Okay.
What if one of them dies?
Yeah, I know.
What if one gets brain cancer or something and dies, and then
I would think they would both die.
I think they did. What does it say on Wikipedia, Mark? Didn't they die on the same day?
One of them had to die first.
Well, if they share a... they if they share a lot of stuff, then yeah, mm-hmm. if they share one heart, then the heart goes out and they both die. But I think it's would be possible for one of them.
I think these were two. They show like pictures, and they were just joined across the chest.
I think they
They had all separate organs, from what I understand.
It says that Chang died of a blood clot, and Aang was unknown.
How much long? I mean, did he die same time?
It doesn't really. It says that they died on January 17th, 1874, when they were each 62.
What if they could just like embalm the one, and then you're just living your life with?
Yeah.
Just saying.
I know.
We're all thinking it.
Yeah.
I brought it up.
Like you're just standing next to the casket while they have the funeral for your brother, and you're like, I'm going to go get pizza. And you just put him in like a shopping cart.
Wow. It reads as though they needed each other to live. It reads as though they both passed away on the same day.
Mm-hmm. You're my Chang Mark.
Because you're sharing a lot of stuff. But if it would have been the brain, what if it would have been brain cancer? I would imagine.
Chris is like, I drove all the way.
They didn't tell us that we're talking about this.
I've thought about it. You know, you'll never ever be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I love people that know me. I love my alone time.
Do you guys know about Mordrake?
Oh, this
we haven't done this in a long time. Rach?
Uh-uh.
Oh my God! So you have to Google Mordrake. He had a twin on the back of his head, and the twin could cry and make grimaces, but he couldn't speak. Although, I think he said that at night, I know I'm getting this mixed up. It's been a long time.
Right.
I think he said that at night, the twin on the back of his head would whisper terrible things to him.
Yeah.
And he had it, like, and he looks like a beetle. Like, I'll show you, he's cut like a... like a high mo haircut, you know, and he looks like the fifth Beatle.
Wikipedia says that he's an urban legend.
Oh, yeah, don't do this to me.
Isn't that a Night Stalker, old Night Stalker episode?
It sounded very Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Well, and then this other website says the true story of Edward Mordrake.
Did it say where he lived?
This doesn't look super real to me.
Come here.
Yeah,
look at this.
He lives in Bunker, Illinois.
That's what I thought.
How jacked
the new
is
Transylvania,
that?
Apparently.
That kinda, I'm How? Not an expert, but that looks kind of photoshopped a little bit.
Snopes has it as false.
Oh.
He retired to Mount Airy.
He retired to Mount Airy. Chang and Aang are like, look at that freak.
Finally.
Somebody's
taking the heat off us.
We're the hot twins.
If that was real, somebody would have made a movie they did with Rocky. Remember Rocky, the guy had the big head? Would share.
Yes.
And someone would have made
remember Rocky had the big head?
I'm thinking Rocky's like Sylvester Stallone. I go,
wasn't that
I don't remember having a big
mask,
head.
Yeah.
And he's real easy to hit.
Rocky 7.
Rocky 7, mask.
That one threw me there. I don't remember Cher being in a Rocky movie, do you?
Congratulations, you confused close.
Rocky 7.
No, I see what you guys
fighter with two things.
Can we take a break?
Yeah, just like a palate cleanser.
Yeah, cleanse the palate.
That's a good idea.
Come back with the real Chris Arps. Not conjoined twins, Chris Arps.
Yeah, Jeff's like, don't take another one from me, Dave.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Check me in this. It's 5:26 p.m. We're about to talk to Chris Arps. Is this the first real thing we've done all day?
We talked to Chet earlier.
Yeah, I talked to Chet. That was...
Oh, Chris, you can leave. We're fine.
Okay. Yeah,
we hit our quota.
We're covered.
We're all good.
We did weather.
What do you want to talk about? There's so many things.
You know, I've got my glasses on the end of my nose while I'm talking to you, so I'm
trying
to look
authoritative. Yes, I feel like I'm being chastised. And I'm a little turned on, so.
There's a lot going on. The circuit attorney's office this morning was raided, and her server was taken. You got Manafort.
Wait, who's this? I don't know about this.
Kim Gardner, the circuit attorney's office this morning. A police officer and an attorney came in and captured her server. because apparently the judge was saying that she was not being cooperative in turning it over.
Mm.
And this all has to do with this investigator that she hired in the whole Greitens affair that maybe committed perjury, and supposedly she may have suborned perjury. So that's big in the news. You got Manafort. You got 737s being grounded. So
So Trump made this call, is that right, on the 737s?
Yeah, yeah. And you know what I think?
In
this,
cooperation with the FAA.
And I think what this shows also, too, is just the power, and especially since 9/11, of just how serious the government takes air travel. If you remember, when the TSA agents and the air traffic controllers started calling in sick during the shutdown, that's when the president caved and said, hey, we've got to end this. And now we see there's suspicion about this airplane, and countries around the world are banning these planes. Safety.
Well, according to the president, the trouble is they're too complicated.
Mm.
So maybe he'll replace them with simpler planes.
Yeah, that wasn't a confidence builder.
No, not so much. I don't want Albert Einstein flying my plane.
Einstein flying your plane,
Give me some yokels. What about this? I don't understand. I understand the basics, but I don't understand any of the details. That they released Lisa Page's testimony, and it somehow shows that the DOJ made the call on Hillary before anything was really done.
Yeah, apparently there was secret testimony last summer where she testified in front of a House committee, and it came out that the she said specifically Barack Obama, if I read it right, but Barack Obama ordered that the Justice Department not file charges against Hillary. You know, I think there's something deeper to this than just that. If you remember, the IG, the investigative general for the Secretary of State's office, investigated Hillary's private server and found that the president of the United States knew that Hillary had a server, and he was using a pseudonym communicating with her. So not only is the Obama administration trying to help a fellow Democrat and Hillary, you know, get over this and win the presidency, it was also to protect President Obama, because if she's charged with this, this is going to come out that the president, you know, claims that he learned about this in the newspaper like the rest of us, when in fact he was communicating with her through this private server. And who knows what type of communication they have been doing.
So they just nipped it in the bud.
Just nipped it, just totally buried it.
Can that, and do you think if it can, it will ever be opened up again?
I mean, it's hard to tell. People just, I mean, one of the reasons that I said that Hillary Clinton will never be prosecute is not because she's so powerful and her and Bill Clinton are all that, is I think they've been around so long and they've got so much dirt on so many people that if they do start naming it, if they do go down, it's going to be like a thread unraveling and a whole bunch of people are going to go down. Because if you remember at one time when they were in the White House, and this was a controversy during the Clinton administration, they had personal FBI files that they found in the White House residence. So they had dirt on everybody and still have dirt on everybody.
So it's possible that even Republicans in power don't want any of this stuff coming
exactly.
out.
Exactly. You've got people's FBI files. You've got dirt on everybody.
How did two human beings get that much power and mess up so much stuff? It's amazing. They're just two people.
Well, you know, there's anytime you have someone that's charismatic and the country is feeling economic pinch. You know, if you remember during George H.W. Bush's administration, at the end, we were in a recession and the economy wasn't doing well. And he had this young guy from the baby boomer generation, kind of a passing of the torch, talks about hope. And he was from Hope. And people bought it and didn't care that there were allegations about him protesting his country over in Russia when he was in college, or the dalliances with the women. People look past that. And I think all of that really brought in this era of we don't care what our politicians do in their public life anymore.
So it sounds like Biden is definitely going to declare. How long that lasts, whether he's the front runner or he just can't stand the heat in the kitchen with all the young progressive coming after him. What's your gut on this?
Biden's got issues. I think one is his age. I think two is the Me Too movement is going to affect him. You know, anybody that's been involved in politics since 1972, you've got a lot of skeletons in your closet. And when you're talking about power and the nomination to become president of the United States, people are going to come out of the woodwork accusing you. So I expect, as they used to say in the Clinton era, bimbo eruptions with Biden, not necessarily affairs, but him being a little touchy-feely with past secretaries and acquaintances. I can see that coming out for him. So I don't see him lasting.
I was watching, one of the news shows the other day, and they were showing when Joe Biden bowed out of, I think, in 1987 for the 1988 presidential election.
Plagiary.
That's how long he's been running for president. It's 1988. Mm. And now he's the Democratic front runner? I mean,
he's been in politics a long time. He became a senator in like 1972 at like 28.
Are you
so
still?
He's been around for forever.
Are you still sticking to Kamala Harris as being the one to beat?
So far, from what I see, I think she is the one to beat. She's a female. She crosses that off. She's a minority. She crosses that off. I think she's going to have to go dramatically left from what her past history says to capture the Ocasio-Cortez voters. But I still think, and she has to be one of the top people just due to the fact that she attracted like 20,000 people when she announced her candidacy, which was kind of amazing.
You know what I'm thinking about? This is no genius thing to say. We all know it, but it just really struck me today. There are a lot of people that hate Trump's guts, hate him, wish he was dead. But we're all going to miss him a little when he's gone. Yeah. I mean, think of the cottage industry that Trump has become. I mean, people on the left, my God, no one was watching MSNBC before Trump. They had terrible ratings, and it's given them life. Like, there'd be no Rush Limbaugh without Bill Clinton.
Right.
You know, he had something to go after and something to push against. And whether it's in a year and a half or it's in, 6 years, when he's really gone, because the Republican Party, I've watched it happen. They have become the Trump Party. And people like me who are like, oh, yeah, let me in the tent. I voted for him, too. Can you believe that crazy tweet about planes being too complicated? Get the hell out of here. You don't understand what he's saying because he's a genius and you're not. Like, what's the Republican Party going to be post-Trump?
Well, the thing that I worry about once Donald Trump leaves office, are we going to have imitators that say, hey, this is the way that you can become president. This is how you can get attention now. And is our politics going to evolve to crudeness and kind of that real man type of person? Or are we going to go back to a more quote-unquote civilized politics? And I also wonder, too, Donald Trump has a lot of avid, rabid followers that really hang on everything that he says and believe what he says. You know, once he is out of office, either in 2020 or 2024, will those voters still stick with the Republican Party? And will they be looking for a similar Trump type of figure?
I would guess that if he goes two terms, that he would say, hey, everyone, vote for Mike Pence, great, great guy. Let's say he doesn't. Let's say that he goes rogue and says, oh, this guy over here, that man, he could really dick up the party. Like, if he decides to kind of have his own party, if he gets pissed at the Republicans on the way out, he could start a whole new thing, a whole new movement.
Well, but that wouldn't be smart in the long run, because even if he got reelected, then you have Republicans in the Congress that hate you, and you have Democrats in the Congress that hate you.
No, I mean, like, after two terms. I just think that the force that is Trump has still not reached full critical mass,
We'll see.
The best thing for him ever would be if they really do file articles of impeachment, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
He has to be daring them.
I mean, just think about it. When you think about this brand new Congress, we're at the beginning in March, we're a year out from a presidential election. That's usually when you see a lot of activity in the Congress. Can you tell me three things the Democrats are for to try to improve the country? What's their three legislative agenda is right now?
One thing I completely agree with the president on, how embarrassing was that whole pass a bill to say that you shouldn't be mean to people? Let's just pass a bill saying don't punch babies.
Anti-hate resolution.
That was so horrible. What a waste of the people's time.
Well, I think that they had to do that because they needed to have some type of record that they are condemning what she is saying. And I think also it makes a good contrast from what the Republicans had to deal with Representative Steve King. Here you have the Democrats who have people saying blatant anti-Israel things, and you can pass a resolution but won't even put their name on it. But Stephen King talks about white supremacy and things of that nature, and you strip him of all his committee assignments, and he's gone. So I think it shows an interesting contrast going into 2020 of who really deals with the rogue elements within their caucus.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a piece of a CBS News interview with Jeff Flake, former senator, Republican, of course, that did not get along with the president. And I can't remember who the person that interviewing him was, but they were really pushing for, like, you know, would you run for president? Would somebody in the Republican Party, because there's people like him that don't like the president at all, go against the president? Mm-hmm. Would they primary him? And Jeff Flake said, well, you know, you always think about it, but obviously he wouldn't be the guy who would win. So he said he's not. Do you think anybody will?
I think the Democrats, there may be someone out there, but I don't think it'll be anyone of any stature. I think the Democrats' agenda, their platform, and their candidate is going to be so to the left and so radical that it's going to actually unite Republicans to say that we've got to defeat these people. We can't have, you know, socialism creeping in.
Do
and
they have a
Bernie
better
chance?
Do the
president.
Democrats have a better chance to win with that candidate, though?
No,
a far left.
No. I don't think the country.
I would have said
that far left.
I would have said that in 16. I don't think I would say it anymore.
And I said this on my Facebook page. You see these three senators, Ocasio-Cortez, Tlaib, and this Omar woman that have said these crazy things. I don't think they play well in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, where you have white, Democratic, blue-collar voters, the Reagan Democrats who voted for Trump to have him win. I don't think they are going to appeal to those people. And the Republican Party and Trump are going to beat the Democrats over the head
so
with them.
Who's the real power in the Democrat Party? Because it's got to be all based on money. Why would the money people look at it and say, yeah, let's put up the farthest left person we can get, who's going to get their ass handed to them, even by Trump. Why wouldn't the money people say, let's go safe, let's go Biden? He'll steal a lot of more liberal Republicans. Because Ocasio-Cortez is a firebrand, but she has no real power. It's the money brokers.
Well, ultimately, though, you know, you can spend money on ads and send out mailers and have all the money. But ultimately, elections come down to who gets people the most excited and gets them out to the polls and vote. And the Ocasio-Cortez wing of the Democratic Party are the ones that are getting the base excited right now. So you can't alienate them. You need them, their energy to get out here.
What do you think
vote.
Of these recently released Cohen email from his attorney to him? And, hey, you got friends in high places, don't sweat it. You know, I'm watching CNN over your head, and that's all they're talking about.
Oh, that's all they've been talking about all day.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one.
Oh, yeah. If you read the whole story, so the Cohen released these emails that he got in April, I think, of 17, where it wasn't his lawyer, it was a guy who was maybe going to be his lawyer. He was trying to hire this guy who's also, this lawyer is also friends with Rudy Giuliani. Mm-hmm. And CNN's calling it a back channel to, that Cohen had a back channel to Rudy Giuliani, and they released this email to prove it. And there's a line in this email that says, you can sleep well tonight, you have friends in high places. The attorney that wrote that email said, trying to say that I was drawing a comparison to Rudy Giuliani is utter nonsense. That's not what I was saying. Cohen says it is what he was saying. So so CNN is reporting it like they have this smoking gun.
Well, I think you got to take that with a grain of salt. First, you got a guy who's going to jail for lying to Congress, and then you have some vague comment that can that anybody can construe it any way that they want to, you know. So yeah. I think you put those two factors on, it doesn't really this, have a lot
this
of
this lawyer, his name is Robert Costello. He said that Cohen's interpretation of the emails and the events is utter nonsense. Cohen is saying that the president dangled a pardon in front of him and said, if you don't go along with these investigations, you might get a pardon. This guy who wrote the email, this Costello, is saying that he talked to Giuliani. Giuliani said the president is not going to discuss pardons with anybody. So there's no way that it was ever dangled in front of him. But isn't that the way? That's not how it's being reported.
If you just glanced up at CNN and you watched a couple minutes,
and if you read that line,
going,
yep, absolutely, you could read that little sentence. Yep, absolutely.
And Dave, isn't that in the legal world, isn't that hearsay? Here's one person saying something and you're saying another. How do you prove that?
So Trump's the one that dangled a pardon. No one else has ever done that. Are you kidding me? Jeez. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Which is worse? I'm going to get me a beer, or Hillary, I always keep hot sauce in my purse.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Yeah.
That's worse?
Oh. That was worse.
Yeah.
That makes my blood boil.
Mm.
What do you always carry in your bag? Hot sauce. Sure you do, Hill.
Mm-hmm. What
of course.
State are we in? Oh, we're in the South? Hot sauce.
Oh, hot sauce. What a coincidence.
Beyonce said hot sauce, so Hillary says hot sauce.
This is interesting and wonderful for me since my dad died of Alzheimer's. Simple eye scan may be able to detect 95% of Alzheimer's much earlier. Just looking at your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I have a feeling we're going to beat it in my lifetime.
Yeah, it's just...
And if we beat AIDS, there's that guy that's completely AIDS-free now.
Yep.
Talking about Magic Johnson?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Can I play a piece of sound that Andrew just brought to my attention that was pretty cringy?
Sure.
Hold on, let me pause Foo Fighters here for a sec.
I don't know who created Pokemon Go, but I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go to the polls.
Oh, hell.
Hi-yo. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. If everything that human, that candidate, stood for, lined up with my values 100%,
still,
if her campaign was based around the Glover family, I would vote against her.
Couldn't pull that lever.
Nope.
That's why she lost.
Because she's so hateable.
Because she couldn't motivate people to the polls.
Because she's fake.
Yeah.
She has no idea what it's like to be a human. Don't you guys think, now this is just being kind of pissy, but come on. Bill is a pretty good looking dude.
Oh yeah. Smooth, slick.
She not a good looking dude. Do you think that back then they just found each other and said, hey, look.
Yes.
This could work.
Yes.
I think it was, you're highly motivated, I'm highly motivated.
I'm evil.
Yeah.
You're friendly.
I'll get you to the office first, and in return, you help me get in the office.
And it worked.
Yes.
It worked until it didn't.
Yep.
They have awakened?
I was good.
I think it's awoked.
Shut up.
Awaked.
They have woken up, let's go South Roxana, the DNA of a 28,000-year-old woolly mammoth.
Saw that.
Don't you think there are woolly mammoths running around? Don't you think there's a big farm full of them?
It's my understanding that it's Bigfoot's favorite mode of transportation.
Gonna say.
Right on the back of the woolly mammoth.
They're not small.
That would make me insanely happy. It would cure, honestly.
Yeah.
Whatever I was going through.
Yeah.
Turn you right around.
If Hillary could bring one back. If Hillary could present you with that, would it make you Pokemon go to the polls?
Would you vote for her?
Getting closer.
Yeah.
Getting closer, but...
Okay, be real honest here.
Okay.
Be honest.
Where did I hear
What that would
from?
Make you happier? A headline that said, we've cured AIDS, or a headline that said, we have Bigfoot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, if we're being honest.
Be honest.
No, if we're being honest.
All right. Don't be honest. Give us the answer you should.
Cure AIDS. No, I mean, look, there's very few. Look, if it was Phoebe Glover gets full ride to Harvard or Bigfoot discovered,
yeah,
she's right. Going to Sanford Brown.
Riding a woolly mammoth.
I can't think of anything in life I'd rather have happen than Bigfoot beat it.
Yeah.
Do you remember how convinced I was?
Yeah, yeah, no, we were all sold. I was ready to believe it. And it was a rubber mask.
Yeah.
You're talking about the one in the cooler, right?
A rubber mask.
Yeah, that he was carting around the country or whatever, yeah.
And roadkill. Mm-hmm. Thrown in a white freezer, and I'm like, it's
you,
here!
You it's so bought it, baby. You bought it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.